and then you go and use it for korban oil. So the question is, the chur is still shredded for his kasha. How could you be poider it now onto money? The chur, you can't be poider the kodeshim. Calls man at the tam. So there are two ways to learn. The korbanator wants to say the vort is you're poider it onto money, true. But then with the money, vice dice, you buy other carbonus. But this carbon, this animal, you still use. Or maybe you buy this animal back with your money. So still, this animal eventually is going to be brought for carbon eidom. Then you could be poider it. That's where the carbon eidom wants to learn. The Shikla Yaisa brings down the pshat to say that, Erechanami, now we're saying you have to wait until it becomes a balmum. And when it becomes a balmum, then you'll first be poider it. Then you first deposit the value of it, and then with the money, with the money you go and buy a carbon oilum, and true, it's a stuff that maybe it's a carbon shlamim, so you have to like set aside two different type of monies. With one money you bring an oilum, and with one money you bring a carbon shlamim. But the way the Shikla Yosef learns, you have to wait till the first becomes a balmum, and then you can be paid with it. But calls the man at the time, lechur, you can't be paid with it. Now, Omer Rabzeir wants to say another teretz. He wants to be Yashiv no. Even on the side it's a tam, still you have a right to be poidrit. He wants to be Miyashiv Rabbeishia. Omer Rab Zeira. Kama diyat Omer, just like we learned before, Tamon, Tanai Bezdenu, Al Hamoisris, Sheyikribu Oilus. Before we had a Mishnah that the loch was leftover money that you set aside for Sirizim, that you set aside for Kabonis, the leftover money goes for a Korban Oilus. And the Shalom was, how can you do it? I it's a Meister of a Chatis. How could you bring a carbon oil out of it? The teretz was, it was a Tanai Bezdin, that the leftover money had set aside for Sirim is a Tanai Bezdinu to use it for an Adava. So you see, Bezdin makes Tanoyim, what do you do with carbonus? Is I'll tell you here also, is Kain at Mar Oif, Hocho, the same thing you have to say over here. Tanai Bezdinu, it's a Tanai Bezdin ala Oivdois, Sheyikrivu Oilis. It's a Tanai Bezdin, that if you find an animal, you're allowed to be poiderit. And with the money, you could be makriv for an oilah. The question was, how could it be poiderit with lechur? It's still a hegdish. Hegdish doesn't have a pigeon. The teretz is this part of the Tanai Bezdin. Well, no, Pasha is not saying you be poiderit with now. He's saying that the Tanai Bezdin, that in itself you bring for carbon oilah. That's the Tanai Bezdin. Aloeidus, any time you found or lost a carbon, you have a right to bring it for korban oila. That's pshat the Mishnah. There's not like a Beis Yiraba that bedomim that you have to be poidrit with money. No, the lost animal itself. If it's a zohar, you have a right to bring it for korban oila. The question was, maybe it's a korban shlamim. That there it is, that's a Tanai Bezdin. That metchilu when you makdish the animal. Since it on the tzad it's going to get lost, there was a Tanai that the kedusha metchilam was only chal kedushas oila. Even if you made the shlomim then, like their oikya, the kedusha shlomim yikara, and it only like it was a korban oil, not more. So Tanai Bezdin. Is here also the Tanai Bezdin alayv dois, shikribu oilis. Omer Rab Yosef Rab Yaakov, Baracha, ain't there amazing? The chur isn't this amazing now? No, that you're going to change around a korban shlomim into an oil, like shouldn't there be something wrong with this? Omer Le Yitzhak back, no. Mechivan Shu Tanai Bezdin ain't amazing? No, this is called the Tanai Bezdin. The Tanai Bezdin was the Kedusha Metchila. Even though it had a Kedusha Shlomim up until now, but when it gets lost, and now somebody finds it, there's a Tanai Bezdin that you have a right to bring it for Korban Eilam. That's not called amazing. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Yosi. Adiyano Tamon, when I was in Bovil, Shamat I heard that Korav Yehuda Sher L'Shmuel. I heard the way Rav Yehuda asked the Shaila from Shmuel. Hifrish, we had Shmuel before. Hifrish Shikla Yemes. Let's say Reuven set aside money for Machzas HaShekel, and before he gave it over to the Gizbah, he was a mate. What do you do with the money now? Or Malay, he answered back, or Shmuel answered back, Yiplu L'Nadova. The money goes to the Pushkis that are for Nadovis, that you use that money to buy a Korban Oila for Nadovis. When the Mizbeach is empty, the Kohanim used to bring Korbanis Oila. What do we do with the leftover money that the Kohen Gadol set aside to bring for his own Asira Seifa? That was a carbon mincha the Kohen had to bring every single day. So what do we do with the leftover money? Is Rav Yechanan Omar Yerlicham Liyam HaMelech. Rav Yechanan Shittur is the leftover money from the Asira Seifa has Kedusha. You can't use it for anything. You have to throw it away to Liyam HaMelech. It's like Osir Banor. You can't put it into the Pushkish on the Dovas.
he holds it has its kedusha and it's also banu. That's loy nenim b'loy moylim boy. We have a lezer way there. Yiftul in the dover. No, you let us throw it into the pushkashen of dover. That's also the halacha by Tznai Bezdin. That the leftover money you have for your Yathira Seifel, that you didn't need that much money, the leftover money has kedusha, but you have a right to throw it for the pushkashen of the dovers. That eventually you buy a korban oil with it. Now, Asira Seifel Shokoyin Godel. What's the halacha by Nasira Seifel? That's this korban. The Torah says every single day a kohen has to bring a korban. He has to, a kohen gadol has to bring a special korban, an asira seifa. That's his korban that he has to bring every single day. Is Rabbi Yochanan Amar? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Chaytzeyu oisa v'yachad kach mekadosha." Now the halacha is the kohen gadol has to bring every day an asira seifa, and the pasuk says you divide it in half. Half of the mincha you bring in the morning, and half of the mincha you bring in the afternoon. That's the halacha by kohen gadol. So the shaila is, when do we divide it up? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Chaytzeyu oisa." First, when the Kohen Gadol brings it, divide it up here. Half of the Asir will say for here, half over there. The Yachad Kach Mekadosho. And then first, later we'll Mekadosh, like in the morning. What we want to use right now, this half of the Yisorim, will be Mekadosh it now. The other half has no Kedusha. Till later, when you want to use it later, you'll be Mekadosh that half. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Amar, Mekadosho. No, first in the morning, the Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh, the whole Asir will say for. The whole flower, all of it, he's Mekadosh. The Yachad Kach Chaytzeyu Oisa. And then afterwards, first he divides it up in half, and he uses half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That's the carbon of the special mincha a Kohen Gadol has to bring. So the Machlekes, how did you do it? Yeah. So the Mor Masnisa, Pligi Ar Rabbi Yechanan. I have a raya that a Mishnah L'Churis says not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says what? First you divide it up, and then you Makadosh eats half by itself. I have a right for the Mishnah, like, not like that. They'll go like a Shem and Lakish, that will Makadish the whole thing first. The Mishnah says, Makriv Machzo, or Machzovat. A Kohen Gadol came one day, and he brought in the morning half of the Asira Sefer, and the other half became Tomei. So he can't use it now in the afternoon. So he has to bring a new one in the afternoon. So it says there, Machze or Machzovat. The half is lost. That means, Karbonet brings down, Kohen Gadol, Bib Nochis. In the afternoon, the half that was set aside for the afternoon became tummy. So Lokarish Isaran Shalom. You have to bring another whole Isaran now, the Chatseyu, and divide it in half. O Makriv Machta. Half of it you use for the afternoon. O Machta of it, but the other half of it is lost. So what do you see? Sharmina Diena Kadush Lakatsoin. You see you can't do Makadas just half of the Isaran. Elokulubasakas. Whenever you bring the Yisorin, you have to be Mekadosh the whole thing at one shot. As here it says clearly, if in the morning the Kohen Gadol brought one half, now the second half got became Tomei. So in the afternoon he has to bring a whole new Asira Sefer. So it says that Asira Sefer you divide it in half, half he uses, and half is Ovad. What does Ovad mean? You have to leave it over to you can't use it. Now according to Rabbi Yochanan, why? Rabbi Yochanan says you could be Mekadosh only half of it. So in the afternoon when you only need one half, just to Mekadosh that half, and the other half should still be Chulin. So you should be able to use it. Why does the Mishnah say, oh, that it's lost? Because it's a Reshlokish. That you can only be Mekadosh the Asira Seifer altogether. So therefore in the afternoon, when he brings the second Asira Seifer, the whole thing gets Kedusha. And now true, he only uses half of it, but the other half is never, you can't use it anymore. So it's a Reshlokish. Have the Gemara. Nasimas of it. And the Apostle law, the Terence is, Shekain Afilu Moyus, Yelchu Yamamelech. It's not a kasha. Rabbi Yechanan goes to Shitasoi. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Kohen Gadol set aside money to buy the Asira Sefer, and he doesn't need all the money. He set aside $100, and he only needs $80. So the extra $20, what do you do with it? Rabbi Yechanan Shita was, Yelchu Yamamelech. You see, anyway, you can't use the leftover money. Here also, even if you tell me you could be Mekadosh half of the Asira Sefer, but the other half, you know why it's Nevad? Because it's not worse than leftover money. Rabbi Yochanan says leftover money also is Yelech Yamamelech has to be Nevad. Here also, the leftover Asira Sefer, even the other half, even though it has no Kedushim, but still the din is, it has to be Nevad. So this wouldn't be a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So So the Mora Masnisin Polik Al our Gisriz Yershim Ben Lakish. The Groh and the Karbonator changed the Gis and says it's Al Rabbi Yechanan. It is also we'll have another Kash on Rabbi Yechanan Shita. Again, the Rabbi Yechanan says you could be Mekadosh Yasira Seifa halfway. Do half in the morning and be Mekadosh later half in the afternoon. I have another Kash on him. It says a lot like this. Nimsu Shneichat Soyim Krivim Ushneichat Soyim Avudim. This is the Mishnah. What's going to be if you had a Kohen Gadol that he was makriv half of it for Shachris, half of it Asira Seifam, he brought in the morning. And then Umina Achatachtav, in the afternoon, they appointed a new Kohen Gadol. So what do you do now? Is maybe Yisar and Shalom. The new Kohen Gadol that's appointed in the afternoon has to bring now the full Yisaran. And he divides it in half. Umakriv, he brings half of it. Umach Tzavid, the Mishnah there says, the other half is lost. Nimso beit chatzoyim avudim, o beit chatzoyim kreivim. So the Chorot HaKashan Rabbi Yechanan, you Rabbi Yechanan said you could be Mekadesh only halfway, so B'zoyim, when the new Kohen Gadol comes now, let him only be Mekadesh half of it. Yevatoni Allah, mach tzor rishon mach tzor sheni, is tu batzuroson, v'yotzla beis hasreifim. Shhh. And here it's a big Kashan Rabbi Yechanan. Because here it says clearly, what do we do with the leftover Sarah Seifim? What do we do with the leftover one? You have to wait till it gets up Selina on it, and then you have to burn it. Now, before we answer the question of Rabbi Yechanan, he owed the leftover money of the Sirah Seifam, you just have to be Nevad. You have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. So it would have been good here just to say it's Nevad. But here it says more than that. Here it says it's Toyin Sreifa. It says you have to wait till it gets up Selina on it, and then you have to burn it. Yos Lebeis HaSreifam. So Kashmir is according to Rabbi Yechanan, that when you bring an Asirah Seifa, the Kohen Gadol, he has the right only to be Mekadosh half of it. The other half has no Kedusha, so why does the Gemara say it has to be Nisraf? What do you have to burn it for? If it has no Kedusha, it would be enough just to be Neva, just like lose it. Throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Here it says clearly you have to burn it. It's Mashmah, it has a Kedusha, it's Mashmah like Resh Lakish. That when any time you bring an Asira Seifa, you have to first put the whole Asira Seifa, all this flour, into a Kli, and be Mekadosh it all at once. And then later you can take half and use half. But you can't just be Mekadosh half of it. That's why it says here, the other half you can't use, you have to burn it because it has Kedusha on it. But according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a Kasha. Why do you have to burn the other half for him? Lechur, it has no Kedusha. You have a right just to be Mekadosh, the half that you need, and the other half should have no Kedusha. So why does it say if you remind a new Kohen Gadol in the afternoon? So he has to bring the whole Asira Seifah, he uses only half of it, and the other half is burnt. What do you have to burn it for? And the Gemara, Posalok Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon will have to answer that this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And Echnami. It's not a Stam Mishnah, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Tawati Yomar Isoron Mekadosh. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that the Isoron is Mekadosh. That means when you first bring the Asira Seifa, you have to bring it in some type of a Kli. Now he holds that Kli is Mekadoshit. In other words, the Kli that has the measurement of an Isoron, that has a loch like a Kli Sharis, even though it's not a real Kli Sharis, that is Mekadoshit. Therefore, since everybody holds, Metchila, you have to bring the whole Yisaron here. So, if once you put it into this Kli called the Yisaron, it's automatically Mekadosh the flour inside it. So, therefore, even though later you divide it up, and maybe you first put it into a Kli Sharis later, like Rabbi Yechon holds, by calling Rabbi Shmuel Shittari, that this Kli, the Yisaron, it's Mekadosh at the beginning. So, therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the flour automatically has Kedusha. That's why later, when Hefa becomes possible, you can't use it, it's Toyin Sreifa. You have to burn it. Now, the Gemara says, now a new halacha now. Ki shehakoyen miskarev tchilo liyavoida. When a koyen, the first time he's going to do the avoida, is the halacha nevi asira seifa shaloi. He has to bring this new korban, the asira seifa. The oivda biyodun. He himself does the avoida. He himself brings this mincha. Echod koyen godo, the echod koyen hedyit. Sheovdu ad, echod koyen godo, echod koyen hedyit. Whether you're a Kohen Gadol, the first time you're doing the Avodah, or whether you're a regular Kohen, if this is the first time you're doing the Avodah, like B'yom Chinuchai, B'mu Mechanech Yom, the first time you do the Avodah, the Loch is you have to bring this special Korban, this Asir Seifa. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? She'ovdu ad shloi hevi Asir Seifa shlehem? Let's say either a Kohen Gadol, or else a Kohen Hedyit, did the Avodah before he brought this special Korban, the Asira Seifa. So our gear 3 is Avodasa Ksheira. However, the Gerua changes the gear and says Avodasa Psula.
Why? The Asiris Seifa Miakevis Bekunas Kanim Kamluderis. In other words, that it's makif that a Kohen Hegit or a Kohen Gadol, they can't do the Avodah until they first bring the special Korban, the Asiris Seifa.
However, the Pshat is, according to the Gerus of the Gemara, that Avodasim Sheris, the Pshat is that this mitzvah, to say that the Kohanim have to bring the Asiris Seifa B'yom Chanukai, is only Lechatchila and not B'dievet. It's only the mitzvah. Rabbi Mona Boy Meimer, Mona wants to say, Boy Bayoim, Sheniskarev Tchilo Lavoido, is Boy Bayoim Nisman Lias Koin Godol, Navy Shtayim. Let's say this Koin, he didn't do any Avoid yet at all. This is the first time he's going to do an Avoid. Even after Koin Hedjit, he never brought a Korban yet. Today is the first day he's going to do a Korban. And today they made him a Koin Godol also. So two things happened to him today. Not only is it the first time he's doing the Avoid, but they also appoint him to be a Kohen Gadol. He's saying a Chiddush, maybe Shtayim. He has to today bring two Isiris Seifa. Two of them he has to bring. Achas lechinuchai, v'yachas lechai v'siyayim. One because it's the first time he's doing the Avoida, and one because now that he's a Kohen Gadol, also has lechai v'siyayim, he has to bring it. He says here, Boi b'yayim niskar v'tchilu l'avoida. Kohen shloi ovad kol yomav. A Kohen that never did any Avoida yet. V'nisman alias Kohen Gadol. And today, the first day he's becoming to do the Avoid, he became a Kohen Gadol today also. Is Nevi Shtayim, Shtein Menochis, Me'asira Seifa, Achas Lechinucha Kohen Hegit, one stand, because today is the first time he's doing the Avoid, even after Kohen Hegit, you would have to bring an Asira Seifa. The Achas Lechayim Besayim, Shulchavite Kohen Gadol, Shemakar Becholyim. Today, you're a Kohen Gadol, after Hilchas Kohen Gadol, you also have to bring an Asira Seifa. So you have to bring two Asira Seifa today. But the pasuk says tufini, tufine. That's why you have to bake this asira seifel. You have to pasuk in that zeh korban aron avonov asher Yaakov l'Hashem b'yom himoshe choisai asira seifel. He has to bring this amount of flour. Selus mincha tamid machatzisa v'aboyti or machatzisa berev. Half he brings in the morning, half he brings in the afternoon. Then the pasuk says al machavas and also to be brought in a frying pan. V'Hashem en teyosi, you should make it with oil. Muvech, it should be like fried. Tivienu, you should bring it. And tufine, it should also be baked. Minchas pitim, takrev rech lichrech l'Hashem. Suppose it says, this asira seifa, how do you have to make it? It has to be baked, tufine. And it also has to be alamachlat v'shem, and it has to be like fried. It has to be fried in oil. So you have to do two things, this asira seifa. It has to be fried in oil, and it has to be baked. So the shalom, what do you do first? Do you first bake it? Or do you first fry it? Gemara says, Tufine, the pasuk has to be baked. B'shas habo, it has to be baked b'shas you bring in. What does that mean? Tufine, v'yein b'shachas tufine. That's one drasha. You have to bake it in the daytime. At the daytime when you're allowed to bring the carbon. But you can't bake it the night before. Heshachas means that before Olos HaShachar, you can't bake it before you can actually bring the mincha. Like he says, Tufine, ksib marveches tivienu tufine the kadorish b'shas habo oz tafenu. B'shas you bring in the mincha, that's when you have to bake it. Avoloi b'layla shalafonot. But you're not allowed to bake this asira seifa the night before. Today to bring it in the morning. That's no good. Yevien b'shachas tufine means hainu kaidim olas ha-shachar. Lo yoifu oysan. You can't bake it before olas ha-shachar. Fred Gemara v'otanina we learned. Hemidu oisa chavitin means that the moran tamid we had that hemidu oisa chavitin means the shachar is chaydom osa shachar lasa chavitin that we used to wake them up in the middle of the night to start to make the chavitin. So you see, the chori lot of dude in the middle of the night, even before the morning, before osa shachar, you used to wake them up to start working on the chavitin. Ice was saying now it's a puzzle. So the chori shamin and shabalai lohoisa nefes. The chori see you allowed to bake it even at night time. And the Gemara Amr Rabbi Chiya Baracha, Lasa is Chamin L'Ravucha. What they got up early in the morning for was to heat it up in order to use the hot water later, L'Rachacha, to fry it with, or to make it soft. But the actual baking, that you did by daytime. You weren't allowed to bake it at night. At night, you could just make the hot water ready to Yosser Moveches. In order to make it Moveches, you could use the hot water at night. But you can't bake it until the morning. He says, Umishani, last says Chaim in the Rachacham, Hemidu Oz. You made hot water to soften it. Avol Afois,
But to bake the Asiris Seifam, you're not allowed to bake it until the morning. You have to wait till Shacharis, till the Zman, you're allowed to bring it. That's the time you're allowed to bake it. That's one drusha. To Fine, the Pasuk says, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, mitagna, first you used to fry it, v'yachat kach oifa, and then you would bake it. Oisa. Then you would bake the, then you bake the rest of it, the Asiris Seifam. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, oifa oisa, no, first you took this and baked it, v'yachat kach mitagna, and then the baked like a bread here, that you would fry. What's the raya? Pasuk says, to finei, to yafenu no. That's one drusha. You're supposed to bake it when it's still a little bit no, still a bit raw. It's not completely done. Mashma, first you fry it halfway, and then when it's halfway fried, then you continue baking it. That's one drusha. That's Rabbi Yosi's pshat, that first you fry it, and then you bake it. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says, no, the opposite. First you bake it, and then you fry it. Rabbi Yom, Tafeno is the pshat, no. You have to make a nice baking out of it. With Ashen Tufine means, Taifa no, bake it nicely. Now, like he says, B'shas al-fiyosu b'taner teno. B'shas you're baking it in the oven, it should look nice. Shumay atachlen metal no. That it should be nice. Now, if you're going to fry it first, and then you come to bake it, it's going to be black, it's not going to look nice. Therefore, he says, first you have to bake it, and then you'll fry it. Rabbi Doisa oimet yafenu ribo. Or this would be noim sam. He's also asking, you should bake it nice. Nice means that b'shas afiyu, when you're baking it, should look nice. So that means first bake it and then fry it. But it says if you're going to fry it first, it's going to look a little bit black. It's not going to look nice. The shem and the oil will make it black. It won't look nice. The mar'asyin eilin pluktayu kina pluktayu. This machlok is telling the machlok is amaroyin. Man di yoma tefenu no. You have to make it look nice. Command di yoma oifer. V'yachakach metagno. That's like the shita that says first you have to bake it. Bake it first, let it look nice, b'shash you're baking it, and then later you'll fry it. Command yama tafino no, command yama no doesn't mean nice, but no means b'shash you bake it, it should be like halfway done already. That's command yama mitagno v'yachakach oifon. Then first you have to fry it, get it like halfway done, and then you continue baking it. That's b'shash tafino no, you should like bake it when it's halfway done already. Loisoiv dova shomat elafilo nitma. Like, what's going to be, what's going to be, Michelle now? What's going to be if it's nitma? So he says, he's not only if a Kohen Gadol died in the morning, do we say in the afternoon, you have to bring another Asiris Seifa. There's Loi Seif Dov Shemeis. Lav Davke Shemeis Kohen Gadol. Maybe Yashen Yisar and Shalom Yibesai. Do we say the second Kohen Gadol, even though we first starts in the afternoon, he has to bring a complete Yisarin from his house? Even if the first Kohen Gadol just became Tomei, you nearly had to take a second one. So the second one also, when he starts doing the work in the afternoon, he has to bring a complete Asiris Seifa from his house. Not only if he became Tomei the first Kohen Gadol, but Sam Amum came upon him, that he's not going to do the Avodah. So he has to make another Kohen Gadol. So the second Kohen Gadol, he has to bring an Asiris Seifa from his house. We have Yehuda Bar Pazi. Dovar He said over this thing also, that not only if he was Mesa became Tomei, neither just he became Apostle, Machmas Amum, also the new Kohen has to bring a new Asiris Seifa. Minayin, for the morning now, Minayin the Kohen Gadol, Shemes, Harun of the Kohen Gadol died, V'leiminu Achatachta, they did not put another second Kohen Gadol yet, Shetei Minchosoi Krevi Mishoyoshim. That's what our Mishnah says. That was another Takona the Mishnah says, that of a Kohen Gadol was mace, that the money to bring the carbon, the money to bring the mincha, what did the Mishnah say? Our Kohen Gadol shemeis, shtei minchasa krevi mishel tibur. That's what Tanakama holds. And if you do one, mishel yorshim, it comes from the yorshim. But even according to Tanakama, master midi yoraisa, the yorshim have to pay for it. It's only a takona that it comes mishel tibur. But I call upon him, Yehuda says it comes mishel yorshim. How do we know this? How do we know when the Kohen Gadol died that the Yorshim now still have to bring the Asiris Seifa from their money? The children have to bring it. Maybe I would think now, even though he's May, still the carbon is brought to Chatzoyin halfway. Now you bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. No, the bone of Yas Oysa means they have to bring the whole Asira Seifah. In the morning and the afternoon, both times, they have to bring a complete Isara Seifah, Asira Seifah. Divrei Rav Yehuda, this is Rav Yehuda Shita, like it says now Mishnah, that the Yoshim have to pay for the Asira Seifah. Rav Shimon Oymer, that's our Tanakama, and the boy Elam Mishal Tzibur. No, the Tzibur has to pay for the Trumas Halishcha, you take the money to buy the Asira Seifah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Choy Koylam, like Misha Briyas Kerusaloi. In other words, like the bris is chal to Klal Yisrael. So the bris goes on the Klal Yisrael, on the Tzibur. Right, and the Pasuk says, Kolo Takter, what does that mean? Klila Laktira. So all things should be burnt and nothing is eaten. Nothing is left over to eat, nor kula toktir. The whole thing has to be burnt. This is that the kain, any mincha kain brings is kula toktir. She tosses.
Yes, Mishnah says kain goes with shemais. Tamar says Rabbi Bo bar Mamo boi mechal for she tosses Reb Shimon. He comes to ask the stira in Reb Shimon Shita that Taman Omar and our Mishnah says Mishal Yorshim. Heis Mashman comes Mishal Yorshim. That when a Kohen Gadol is maced, the Asira Seifa comes Mishal Yorshim with Raisa. Because our Mishnah, the Tanakhama of Shimon says that the Tanai Bezdin, that it comes Mishal Tzibur. Mashman with Raisa comes Mishal Yorshim. V'ochom and Mishal Tzibur. And the Gemara, the Raisa we just brought down, the Shimon Omer, ain't the Boel and Mishal Tzibur. He holds Midi Raisa. The Korban Asira Seifa only comes Mishal Tzibur. So, Chorutz Astira. Simur